AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In upstate New York, a limousine service manager was convicted of manslaughter for a crash that killed 20 people. Noman Hussein ran Prestige Limousine. He faces the possibility of up to 15 years in prison. A stretch-style SUV booked for a birthday party went off the road in 2018 in New York after the vehicle's brakes failed. Prince Harry and members of his family were pursued by photographers in their vehicle. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Prince Harry, Meghan, and her mother were pursued in their car by photographers in New York City Tuesday night. Their spokesman calls it near catastrophic. The NYPD calls it challenging. At one point, they ended up at the 19th precinct, where they got into Sukhcharan Singh's cab, who also doesn't call it a chase.
We got blocked by a trash truck, and all of a sudden, paparazzis came out of nowhere and started taking pictures.
He says Harry and Meghan were nice.
They were saying it's kind of crazy and stuff like that.
The cabbie says they asked to go back to the precinct. The ride lasted 10 minutes, and they were generous on a $17 fare.
They gave me a 50. I mean, going around the block, that's more than enough.
The NYPD says they were assisting the private security team, protecting the royals. And there were numerous photographers, but they arrived at their destination. Julie Walker, New York.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's doing what he can in negotiations to raise the debt limit.
The only question is whether we have a Biden default or not. It's the president himself.
President Biden is headed to Japan and the G7 summit, and the talks continue to avoid a default.
This negotiation is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about whether or not we're going to, in fact, pay our debts. The leaders have all agreed we will not default. Every leader has said that.
The president says talks with congressional Republicans have been productive. A grand jury indicted Brian Koberger, who was already charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. This is AP News. Florida's governor signed bills targeting drag shows, pronouns, bathroom use, and transgender children. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Florida is banning gender-affirming care for minors with new restrictions on adults seeking treatment. It's amongst a series of anti-LGBTQ plus bills signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The bills restrict pronoun use in schools and require people to use the bathroom corresponding with their sex at birth. The ceremony at a Christian school in Tampa had a campaign-like feel to it, with DeSantis tossing Sharpies to the crowd, as opposed to when he privately signed measures on abortion and gun rights. DeSantis has made anti-LGBTQ plus legislation a large part of his agenda as he builds towards a presidential campaign. The gender-affirming care ban and the law targeting drag shows goes into effect immediately. The bathroom restrictions and the law concerning pronouns take effect July 1st. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.